Among the cases federal prosecutors are trying to build is the case of James Ujamaa. He's a well-known and respected community activist in Seattle. Yesterday, a federal grand jury charged him with plotting to set up a training camp for terrorists in Oregon. Ujamaa is an African-American born as James Thompson. Reporter David Heath of the Seattle Times says the indictment came as a shock to many in the city because of Ujamaa's long list of civic accomplishments.
When he got out of school, he became very active in promoting entrepreneurship and using that as a way of getting kids off drugs, and wrote 3 books about becoming an entrepreneur. And he says that he was involved in raising money through some of his ventures for disadvantaged kids. And he was very highly regarded.
But he did go to London to study with a sheikh who has now been identified as being supportive of the Al-Qaeda movement.
Right. Yeah, in 1997, he moved to London and became a devout follower of Abu Hamza, who has a mosque in London in the Finsbury Park neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. This is Imam Abu Hamza al-Masri.
Yeah. The other people of worship there are Richard Reed, who was accused of trying to blow up an American Airlines jet with a shoe bomb last Christmas, and then also Zacharias Moussaoui, who is charged in the September 11th attacks.
Now, when Mr. Ujamaa came back to Seattle, he apparently set up a website attacking foreign policy, but I gather these are not the grounds on which the U.S. has indicted him.
Right. He has a website called stopamerica.org that's very critical of American foreign policy, but it's really unrelated to this investigation. I mean, it gives you a sense of his views about American foreign policy, and it may be interesting from that standpoint, but more interesting from the investigation standpoint was things he posted on the Supporters of Sharia website, which he has one page where he says he supports Osama bin Laden's 1996 declaration of war against the West.
What's the reaction been in Seattle? This guy was a community activist there for a long time.
Yeah, there's been a really interesting reaction. We had some actually prominent politicians come out in support of James Ujamaa early on. This story has been reported now for some time before he was even charged, and people in the African-American community have rallied to his support. On the other hand, we've heard from others who have a different view of him and see him as kind of a huckster.
Do you think that the Seattle papers are going to want to do their own investigation of these charges?
We have actually been investigating these charges already. We started reporting this story back in June and have gone ourselves to Bly, Oregon, where he was allegedly setting up a terrorist training camp, and have talked to witnesses about what happened in Bly and have gotten eyewitness accounts.
And what did they say?
They say that he was there to set up a terrorist training camp. I mean, that's what the people in Bly that we've talked to say.
Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Sure.
David Heath is a reporter at the Seattle Times.